Michael W. Smith, Christ be all around me, WWIB. And I believe that is from a prayer. That is it an Irish prayer, Jason Cairns, I want to say?
That sounds like it comes from the prayer on the breastplate of St. Patrick.
Yeah, right.
Which would be Irish, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, usually see that
which
prayer around St. Patrick's Day, right? Yeah.
Right. Christ before me, Christ uh-huh. above me, Christ below me, Christ behind me. That, and it kind of continues that way.
Uh-huh. All right.
So.
Good morning. Welcome to the start of a new day, a new week here.
Likewise. Likewise. Jumping back into it with some cold temperatures, the way it looks.
Yeah, I'll say. No question about that. In fact, I know you feed the birds, don't you?
I do. They haven't been around the feeders much lately, but yes, I do.
And I don't know if they talk to you, but this one particularly is talking this morning.
Baby, it's cold outside.
So, I mean, they're, you know, it's...
Yeah. Not it's nice fit, when they talk like that.
Not fit for man or beast, you know?
Correct. Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Did you have a restful weekend? You probably did some more photography.
I did. I got a few good photos. Saturday went for a walk around the neighborhood, even though it was so cold, and got a couple of good pictures. I had an eagle fly over, which I don't normally see in our neighborhood, and that was fun. Got a couple of good ones yesterday, mostly restful. Heather and Alex had a show choir competition in Onalaska this weekend, and so they were gone all of Saturday, and so I didn't do a whole lot.
So the weather didn't curtail that. The show still went on.
Yeah, you know, it was up in the air. I think there were several schools that did end up canceling, but it was kind of touch and go, and they decided to leave a little later on Saturday than what the initial plan was, but they did make it down there and back. So, yep.
I played a lot of cornhole on Saturday. I was at the Miracles for Grady and Jace fundraiser at Loopy's.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And I went without a partner in terms of, but got matched with Katie from the Twin Cities, and we went 4-1 in the first round, and then we entered into Cornhole the movie, because that is when apparently the rules at this particular tournament allowed you to bring your own bags, and they had very significantly weighted bags, and we had these ones that kind of the wind was going to blow them, which were the ones left there, and. The folks at Loopy's did a great job, but I got to say, you know, out of the 12 different stations for cornhole, some have kind of the heavier bags and some had the lighter ones. And we took it on the chin. I'm sure they were better players than us, but we kind of got humbled in that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine that would be the case. Mm-hmm. It sounds like fun, though.
Yeah. No, it was a good time. It's amazing, though, you know, talking with her, she goes, the last time I played cornhole, I was kind of sore afterwards. And yeah, even this morning, like my left, like you kind of... You know, you do something repetitively that you don't necessarily use, and then all of a sudden, weekend athletes, right? So.
Sure, right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Did you watch the Packers at all yesterday?
No, I kept checking in on the scores on the Packer game, but I did not watch it. You know, I've told you this before, I think, that I have this fear of jinxing games if I watch them. And, you know, and so I kept checking back in on the scores, and I was just shocked. And then our second half scores were creeping back up, and I was like, uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
And it was great to see how well they did. It was a bit surprising.
Yeah, yeah. They've got quite a story developing here. Off to San Francisco for a Saturday night game now.
Yeah.
So, in Santa Clara. We've got go ahead.
I was going to say, I had seen that the Packers have now won more playoff games at the Dallas Stadium than Dallas has.
Ouch. Yeah, that one hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, they won the Super Bowl at this particular one. So, hey, by the way, it's hard to get this in there, but hey, we still have 5 puppies available. So, if people are interested in those adorable puppies, let me know and we'll get you in touch. So,
yeah, they're adorable.
One is spoken for, but the rest are still available. All right, we got, again, they would make a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Valentine's gift. 1 Peter 2:7-8.
Yeah, it says, Yes, you who trust him recognize the honor God has given him. But for those who reject him, the stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. And he is the stone that makes people stumble, the rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they do not obey God's word, so they meet the fate that was planned for them.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those verses this way, saying, sadly, many people continue to scramble after their own way, doing anything they can to get away from my son, stumbling over themselves in pursuit of their version of the truth. However, those who trip on the cornerstone will be broken to pieces. When you disregard my word and live according to self-centeredness, it leads to destruction. There is no way around it. Final thought.
Yeah, I think just that idea that self-centeredness leads to disintegration, right? You know, and I think we are created as relational people. And so love and other-centeredness is what helps to integrate us. And when we try to pursue our own way, it often goes badly for us.
Well said. All right, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay warm.
Talk to you tomorrow.
There we go.
Well, a surprise for NFL fans, maybe Packers fans too, as the Green Bay Packers not only beat the number 2 seed, the Dallas Cowboys, in the wild card round of the playoffs yesterday, something that has never happened before in NFL history. They demolished and annihilated their opponent. The final score not indicative of just how big of a blowout this was. The Packers hang 48 points on the Cowboys, win 48-32. Packers quarterback Jordan Love, who finished with a nearly perfect passer rating, says the running game was huge.
Getting started, O-line, you know, like I said, played great. Aaron Jones, you know, had an awesome night. So I think the run game, the way we were running the ball, opened up, like you said, opened up everything else.
And Aaron Jones, who scored 3 touchdowns in his return to his home state of Texas, says this team embraces the underdog role.
We have all the weapons that we need on this team. People can continue to doubt us, but that's fine. We love the underdog mentality. We love the underdog approach. And clearly, what are people going to say next, you know? So we're excited to see that.
The Packers now gear up for a divisional round showdown against the number 1 seed 49ers in San Francisco next weekend.
All right, the WIB wake-up show for this very frigid Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, this 15th of January, our weekend recap. And Caleb, you and I spent a lot of Saturday at the same place.
We did indeed, yeah. Again, the Miracles for Grady and Jace, the benefit at Loopy's. And again, thank you so much for coming. You were out there playing cornhole, and I didn't get to participate in that, doing some other things. But your team did pretty well, made it into the knockout round.
That's right. Katie was my teammate from the Twin Cities. And, we won. Went 4-1 in the first round. And then I'm highlighting a line in one of the songs you just played, Nobody from Casting Crowns, because the line was, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. That's how I felt, because we had our own bags, which were some of the lighter bags there at Loopy's in that particular court. And these guys, the really serious cornhole players, they bring their own well-weighted bags, and that was no contest.
Didn't work out so
well. No. But we had a ton of fun. It was great, and for a great cause. And what a crowd. That was very worthwhile. And I did get some of your goodies, some of which have been consumed and some are still waiting, like the Reese's Puppy Chow. So
there you go. Yeah, big, big sale. And again, thank you so much to everyone who came out. I know it was just a huge blessing and encouragement to my sister-in-law and brother-in-law as well, too. So that's how I spent a lot of my weekend. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, church on Sunday, and watching the Packers game with my family and watching the Packers game with my dad and my siblings. It's a big game. So, brothers and sisters, pretty much everybody's down there watching, nieces and nephews as well, too. And, man, the Packers just, it seems like every week I've been saying, wow, I think they played better than they have all season. They just keep trending in a great direction. And, I expected that to be the last game of the season. Honestly, I thought we'd play fairly well, but I thought that would be it. And, instead, they just demolished the Dallas Cowboys. So, not going to complain about that way to end the weekend whatsoever.
No, absolutely. And now it only gets tougher at San Francisco Saturday night.
We'll look forward to that.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Make Us Laugh Monday. 3 jokes apiece for Caleb and I. And Caleb, I'm going to need your participation in this first one because it's a knock-knock joke.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Impatient cow.
Impatient
moo,
cow.
Moo, moo.
There you go. All right, I need to find a joke or two here as well. And I think we've got one from Sherry that she left us last Monday when we put out the call saying, hey, this is supposed to be the most depressing day of the year. So Sherry left us some jokes, and I realized I probably should have prepared better ones for today. But here we go. Yesterday, I was washing the car with my son. He said, Dad, can't you use a sponge?
Okay. Hey, I'm going to stick with the knock-knock theme here. Which award, Caleb, which award was given to the inventor of knock-knock jokes?
I don't know.
The Nobel Prize.
Here you go. How about this one? What did the shy pebble say? What did the shy pebble
what?
Say? I wish I was a little bolder.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. All right. And finally this morning, I know it's not, I don't think it's hunting season. It's pretty cold for hunting season. But, these words were heard recent hunting season. Yes, Warden, it is last year's hunting license, but I'm only hunting the ones I missed last year.
And one more for me here on a Make Us Laugh Monday before we'll get to Sherry's jokes, which might be a lot better
good.
Than ours today. Yes. Thank you, Sherry. So the genie says, I shall grant you 3 wishes. And the man says, I wish for a world without lawyers. The genie says, done. You have no more wishes. The guy says, but you said 3. And the genie says, so sue me.
I love it.
All right.
That just made the best of the week.
Make Us Laugh Monday. And Sherry helping us out as well here, too. Let's take a listen.
Well, I have a couple of jokes I hope that will make people laugh this Monday. First of all, what happens when a strawberry gets run over crossing the street? Traffic jam.
There you go.
What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet? Surprise! Have a blessed day. Bye.
What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet? Supplies. There you go. I love it. And we heard from Bruce this morning on the WIB listener line as well at 715-396-1670. He said, what kind of food is most appropriate for a morning like this? A burrito.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you, Bruce.
Get you all to crack a smile.
The WIB Wake Up Show here on a Monday. Nice to have some sunshine this morning.
Indeed.
Well, every 5 seconds, we've got some things that let you know what happens around the world every 5 seconds. For instance, every 5 seconds, 75 cups of tea and 350 cups of coffee are consumed. I'm having one right now.
Interesting. Every 5 seconds, 38,000 Coca-Cola products are consumed.
Wow. Every 5 seconds, Americans toss 4.4 tons of food. Ouch.
Wow. 15 bananas are eaten every 5 seconds.
Every 5 seconds, 4,500 pictures are posted to Instagram.
Every 5 seconds, people upload 7 hours of YouTube content. I'm never going to get through it all.
Every 5 seconds, 20 million emails are sent. Wow.
Every 5 seconds, 13 new cars are sold.
Man, somebody's doing a good job. Every 5 seconds, 3.5 iPhones are sold.
I don't know if I can even afford the half. Every 5 seconds, 4,800 barrels of oil are used.
Every 5 seconds, 1.2 tons of plastic garbage are thrown away.
Every 5 seconds, the universe expands by 48 miles. Really? Wow. Okay.
And finally, every 5 seconds, a can of Spam is opened.
Here you go. Things that happen every 5 seconds here on WWIB.
So, real resumes and real mistakes, and many of them spelling mistakes that, you know, What kind of message does that send, I guess, right, to your potential employer?
Ideally, this is something that you check and recheck before submitting it. But, hiring managers were sharing some real resume mistakes.
Yeah, so maybe a little bit of humor in this regard. So here we go. One resume said, I am very detail-oriented. Yeah, rather than oriented, maybe. So, yeah, okay.
Probably what they meant. Real mistakes on real resumes. One person, I think, was searching through the thesaurus and maybe didn't quite understand what words they were using. They said, my intensity and focus are at inordinately high levels and my ability to complete projects on time is unspeakable.
Okay. All right. Trying. Here's another real resume that said, thank you for your consideration. Hope to hear from you, Shorty. Maybe shortly.
Maybe. Missing an L there. The importance of one letter.
Yeah, right.
Real resumes, real mistakes made on them. One person said, it's best for employers that I not work with people.
Yeah, right. All right, there you go. Here's another real resume that said, here are my qualifications for you to overlook.
Aw.
Yeah.
How about this one? I am a quick leaner, dependable, and motivated.
Yeah.
I'm quick to lean.
Yeah.
They always told us in retail, if you have time to lean, time to clean.
Exactly, so. Exactly. Here's another real resume that said, my fortune cookie said, your next interview will result in a job, and I like your company in particular.
So that's why I picked it. excellent memory. This is, again, real resume, real mistake. Excellent memory, strong math aptitude, excellent memory, effective management skills, and very good at math.
I mean, the thing is, writing, you try to not use the same word twice, and so, yeah. A couple more here. This is a real resume. Yeah, it actually reads like this. I worked as a corporate liaison.
Well, I mean,
I'm thinking liaison.
Could be a liaison, though, a corporate liaison. And finally, instead of references, one resume said, referees available upon request.
There you go.